Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Talking Heads, Mike from Pearland won the ELO tickets. Nice job, Mike. We'll have more to give away coming up. 9 o'clock will be your next chance.
All right, let's do the birthday scam.
Let's call Rachel. We heard from her husband, Dave, that they still have a Christmas doormat out in front of the front door there. Of course, this is against the rules of our pretend homeowners association.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rachel?
This is.
Rachel, hi, Joe Hicketts. I'm with the Homeowners Association. How are you today?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. I'm calling because it's been pointed out to me that you still have some Christmas decorations on display.
No, we took all those down weeks and weeks ago.
Do you have a Christmas mat in front of your door?
How would anybody even see that?
Who knows? You get deliveries, you have Instacart. Anybody can see it if they come to your porch.
Yeah, who came to my porch?
Well, that's not important. All I'm asking you is, can you get rid of all the Christmas decorations?
It's a doormat, though.
Right. That represents Christmas. And everybody else is getting all their decorations down by now in the neighborhood.
My neighbor has a wreath on their door.
Yes.
I think they've even got a bow at the end of their driveway. Why?
Well, okay, look, let's not point fingers. I mean, I will get to them in due time, but right now this is about you and your mat. What's the big deal?
It's just a reindeer on the mat.
Bend over, lift it up, and you take it in.
Nobody sees it. So I don't think it's that big of a deal, really.
Obviously, someone
has seen it. I don't understand why you're calling me right now.
Why would I be calling if no one sees it?
Well, whoever has seen it is being really creepy by coming up on my porch.
Will you remove it?
No, at this point, no. No, I'm not going to remove it. This is so silly.
Well, I'm sure you don't want me to.
I also want to know who's coming up to my front door.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It sure as heck isn't UPS.
I can't believe that you're so stubborn that you can't remove it. It's not Christmas anymore. It's spring. Do you have a spring doormat?
No, I don't. And I don't really care. Like, I get it. You don't want Christmas lights. All of that's down.
All right.
All of that's down.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I have it in my power to issue you a fine, but I don't want to do that, okay? So what I'm going to do is I have an extra doormat that just is about spring. It's got flowers. I'm going to bring it over, and I'll replace your doormat with this spring doormat. Yeah,
please
I can
don't.
Do that.
No,
I can
no.
come by.
Please don't come by.
I can be there in a few minutes.
No, really, please don't come by. I don't need this right now.
Are you not decent?
Oh, my God. What the hell is this right now? Really?
Maybe I come by and you could convince me to keep that doormat, if you know what I mean.
What? Oh, my God. What?
Guess who's coming down your chimney?
Oh, my God.
Rachel, it's not the Homeowners Association. This is Dean and Raj. It's the birthday scam, a gift from your husband, Dave.
I like the mat.
What is your deal with this mat?
Oh, I'm going to kill him.
He told us that you had the mat still in front of your house. I think it's time to move it.
This is a prank. This is a prank.
Yeah,
this
it's
is
a
not
birthday
real.
Scam. It's all just a harmless joke. And we hope you have a happy birthday. And tell Dave that we called.
I'm just so relieved there's nobody lurking on my porch. Oh, my God. I'm gonna kill him.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.